talking with Michael Kelsey here at the OCA annual convention. One thing that your cattle producers have just approved is the process to start rolling toward perhaps increasing the brand fees. The registrar, of course, for Oklahoma for our brands is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Tell me about this process.
Yeah, the board has decided to consider this proposal. The brand registration fee and renewal fee is $20, and that gets a five-year registration process. The process is on the zeros and the fives, so 2020 will be a renewal process. There's about 14,000 registered brands in the state of Oklahoma that we administer. The brand registration fee is $20. It hasn't increased. It hasn't been modified in well over 20, 25 years. And as just the cost of doing business goes up, the cost of the light bill, the cost of the database is the major cost. And unfortunately, databases are just more expensive. We really need to do an update on our databases. I affectionately like to say we're kind of using baling wire and duct tape right now, and that's just not very effective. And so fee increases are always difficult, but you want to make sure you do this right. And so what the board has decided to do is to propose to the industry that the brand registration fee would become $40, the renewal fee would become $40 beginning in 2020. Now, to do that, the board of directors would vote, but rather than vote on it at this meeting, they decided to consider a process to do that and accept comments. And so beginning the 22nd of July through August 22nd, for a 30-day period, we invite written comments to come into the OCA office regarding this proposal. And again, all we're proposing is a fee modification. There's no change in how a brand is registered or anything of that nature, or how a brand is used, nothing along. It's just the fee process. That's all we're considering. And so we invite comments. Then the board will meet on in late August, August 24th, and they will take that decision at that point in time. If they approve it, then brand registration and renewals would be $40 beginning in 2020 moving forward. If they don't approve it, then obviously then that wouldn't be passed. But that's what we're in the process of thinking.
So you are getting public comments starting Monday the 22nd.
That's right. Starting Monday the 22nd, we welcome public comments. We're going to issue how you can do that either by mail or by email. Probably what we'll do is put on our website a way you can click and put in a written comment, if you will, very similar to a regulatory proposal or something along those lines in terms of that platform. And so, but we encourage producers, cattlemen and women who use brand registration, if you have an opinion, if you have some ideas, if you have some comment, please submit those comments in, and we would appreciate knowing that information.
This is a kind of a taste of the old West almost. The brands themselves, they have a lot of mystique about them, but they are still very practical.
Very practical, and it's very important. They're very valuable, obviously, to the entity, the individual that owns that brand, but they're also very important to the industry. And that's one of the reasons we're considering a fee, is because the process to register those brands should keep pace with the value of the brand. I don't think anyone would argue that brands are not incredibly valuable right now, especially considering cattle theft and so forth. In fact, so much so, we have got a task force to deal with the issue of how do we better use brands as theft deterrent. That's another issue, but it's similar to brands, so it's very, very important. We need to keep pace. The registrar's office needs to keep pace with that asset, the value of that asset, which is one reason we're considering. So absolutely, and again, we invite comment, encourage comment into the OCA office.